I think this move was genius.
In the world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the boog, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Five.
So we're back. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Rush, a.k.a. Charlie Five, and we are ready to get after it. I think Alex Golish's choices for SEC Media Days were absolutely genius. I'm going to explain why here in just a second. I'm going to tell you the guys I probably would have picked and why I think I was wrong. How about that? And then we're going to talk about the home run hire. Ha, 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 ha. The home run hire that Butch Thompson made yesterday. Obviously, that's playing on words there. But we'll talk about that from a different perspective. I'm not going to get into the X's and O's and the numbers and the analytics and all that stuff, but just a message after that hire. We're going to talk about all that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout-out to Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. You can go to Calendly. Calendly.com/Ford Stokes, and you could book an appointment directly into his calendar. Take advantage of that no-cost portfolio analysis. It's like a $2,600 value. You get a Social Security maximization report, a financial plan all the way out to your 95th birthday. If you're going to plan for retirement, you got to do it before you retire. So show Ford some love. It's Ford Stokes with Active Wealth. I know that y'all are probably rolling your eyes and it's like, oh gosh, here we go again. It's another thing we're going to take and blow up and make way more out of it than it actually is. But bear with me. I really, once I sat back and really looked at the picks to go to SEC Media Days, I was like, this guy doesn't miss. He did it again. Either he or someone very close to him is very, very smart and very, very strategic in how they approach the media, which is wild because the answers that he gives and the length, you feel like he's going to eventually make a mistake. But this is about the SEC Media Days picks. He picks Byron Brown, which was obvious. Like, that one was going to be a no-brainer. Pretty much, if you have a quarterback that's any good, you're going to take him. Like, you just have to take your quarterback no matter what, if he's halfway decent. On top of that, he's a senior. And we're going to talk about the impact of Byron Brown in just a second. But the final two picks, I think when they first were released, you scratched your head a little bit because to me, and I'll talk about those in a minute, there were some pretty clear guys that I think everybody thought you should take, but he went with Alex McPherson and Champ Anthony. Now, again, on the surface, you're probably like, man, I get it. But those probably would have been further down my list. And then you really start looking into it, and it's like, okay, what are a lot of the questions probably going to be like if you just take South Florida guys? A lot of them are just going to be seemingly biased answers. You're just talking up your head coach that you just came with. But if you take guys like Alex McPherson and you take guys like Champ Anthony that have been through, spent a lot of time, not just 1 year, a lot of time under a previous staff, now every question it feels like it's going to be asked is essentially how much different or how much better it is now than it was before. So the messaging is almost all going to be how different things are, how much maybe even better things are, because what other questions can you really ask that are, you know, football staff related, football type questions? I think that's a genius move. You remove any potential chance of, like, I kind of feel like you remove any potential chance of, like, gotcha type questions or awkward moments, because it's going to be a lot of before and after talk. A lot of what type of direction do you feel like you're moving on now as opposed to prior? I think that is genius. Instead of just taking all your boys, you went and you got guys that have, man, they got scars. They got history. They got time invested into Auburn. And they've seen both sides. Well, they really have not seen both sides yet. They've only seen one side of Auburn, and it's not been great. And then you just have the whole aspect of the stories that they have, the journey that both of them have been on through injury, setbacks, sickness, things like that. And then they're both coming into a season where they feel like they've kind of finally got their feet underneath them. They're finally sort of in a position to where they're back to their former self. I think that is all extremely strategic and extremely smart, because it's kind of like they talk about in a golf tournament. If it's like a four-round PGA event, the saying is you can't win a tournament on Thursday, but you can lose it on Thursday. I don't think you can win media days. Like, you're not going to win a championship on media days, and you can't necessarily lose a championship on media days, but you can, if you don't make the right decisions and you get caught up with someone that, you know, pins you with a question and you let out a false narrative, or not a false narrative, or you give a bad answer. Well, now that becomes storylines and distractions, you know, leading all the way up to the football season. Now, I wish I would have gone and found a good example of like a really bad SEC media days moment. But the bottom line is Byron Brown's not going to embarrass you. Byron Brown is going to be, I would say, one of the more impressive folks there, one of the more impressive players there. He's impressive physically. He's impressive in front of a camera. He's impressive behind a microphone. He's going to garner a lot of attention. He's going to turn a lot of heads. And I think just folks in general, the way the team gravitates to him, I think the media will as well. So that's going to be a home run. Alex McPherson has to have one of the most wild career stories like ever. You're talking about a guy who's rarely ever misses a field goal, period, and went through the issues that he went through, the dramatic weight loss, the climb back, the last year only being able to, you know, max out at like, what, 40 yards or something like that, to now you're almost back to your full strength and you're booming it, kicking 50-plus yarders like it's no big thing, like you're almost all the way back. That's a fantastic story. And then you got Champ Anthony, who has, first of all, had the circuitous route to get to Auburn, okay, and then having to kind of work his way onto the field, and then becoming one of the better defensive backs until you had a really gruesome injury. You work your way back from that, and you work your way into the starting lineup, and then you injure yourself in, like, the very first game. You just had terrible luck, but no matter what, you always have the respect of your teammates. You always have respect of your coaching staff. Everybody always looks to you as a leader. There's a lot of guys, man, especially in today, just society today, when you face obstacles like those two guys have faced, it's almost a, I would say almost an 80% fail rate. Like it's just going to crumble. You're going to crumble. Rarely do you see people overcome obstacles anymore, I feel like. And what those guys have been through and stuck through, not only injuries, but just the poor product that's been put out from Auburn that they've been a part of, that they've been subject to. And to maybe start to have a glimmer of hope and they can be part of that senior class that maybe turns this thing around and gets going in the right direction. I think you can't go wrong with the lineup that was chosen to go to Media Day. So I think Alex Golish, SID, whoever picked him, pure genius. Great, great job. So I'm looking forward to that next week. I really think Byron Brown's going to turn a bunch of heads. I think there's going to be like glowing articles and reviews that come about him. And I wouldn't even be shocked to see if like maybe the narrative around him changes a little bit more. And maybe he starts shooting up some people's lists. He's just an impressive dude. I'm going to talk about some of my picks, and I'm not going to necessarily talk about why I think they were wrong, but why, you know, my thought process and then where that could have got us in maybe trouble or not even trouble, maybe dramatic. I'm just going to talk about my picks, who I would have taken and why I think I was probably wrong. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, let's give a quick shout out to the PTAC. Beat the heat. It is hot outside and you can get a free AC performance evaluation, free system pressure test, free vent temperature analysis, and then $50 off any repairs over $300. And on top of that, if you drop your vehicle off between 7 and 9 a.m., yeah, they're open at 7 now, you can get a $50 oil change. Why not check it out? If you hear a noise, maybe the temperature's not quite where you think it should be, you may have an issue, you may not. You can find out for zero cost at Precision Tune Auto Care. Got a lot of folks taking advantage of that $50 oil change. Had some folks go get their brakes fixed there. It's worth a shot if you're in the local area. It's in Opelika at the corner of Pepperell Parkway and Veterans Parkway. It's Precision Tune Auto Care. And then buyauburn.com. If you're a business owner, you need to be here. You need to be on here. If you're an Auburn fan, an Auburn alumni, and you own a business, you need to have it listed here. There is no better advertisement value out there. It's less than a dollar a day, and you get a chance to have a business spotlight podcast. I mean, that you get to have forever. I mean, let people connect with you as an Auburn fan before they do business with you. I mean, you can't get that anywhere else. And if you're a Auburn fan and you're making a purchase or you need a service or something like that, start your process at buyauburn.com. We'll be back right after this. A couple of guys that I would have thought would have been no-brainers. Number one was Cole Best. When we heard him speak for the first time, I think Zach and I were standing beside each other, and both of us looked at each other after he got done speaking, and we were like, SEC Media Days. Like, there's no doubt about it. Like, that guy speaks like he's Alex Golish. He answers questions like he's Alex Golish. But I think the mistake you make by sending Cole, I kind of mentioned in the first segment, there is no comparison. Like, there's nothing to compare to. And any question that's asked are going to be very biased. Answers are going to be very biased because, hey, you've been riding with this guy forever. So, of course, everything you say is going to be sunshine and rainbows. So I can see where an Alex Golish, not clone, but an Alex Golish protege, I can see where that may be. Turn off is not the right word, but I think maybe just you look at it and you're like, Well, I mean, of course he's going to say all this. You know, he's been with him forever. So I was shocked that he didn't go, but I get it now. I get it now. And also, I think there is an aspect of not taking too many South Florida guys. I think there's that aspect too. Another one that I thought was a no-brainer was Jeremiah Cobb. Like that, I was like, that's going to be one of the ones. He would be a no-brainer. The only negative to Jeremiah Cobb is not even super negative on the football field. I don't even know that I've ever heard him really talk that much. So does he win the press conference? Does he win the I don't even know the right word to call it. Does he win the, you know, does he win media days with his answers, with his charisma, with his personality? Maybe not. And that's okay. I don't necessarily care that much if my running back could potentially run for office one day. I just want him to strap it up and go bust somebody's face, go run through somebody's face, take someone's soul. That's all I really want my running back to do. So that was, after you think about that one a little bit more, that one makes sense. The toughest one to me is Xavier Adkins. Because, number one, he was an All-American last year. Probably the most heralded player that you have on the roster, right? Is there a player on the roster that has more accolades than Xavier Adkins? I don't know. I can't think of one. And he was under both staffs. So like he has the before and after, albeit, you know, he was a defender and he was on Durkin's staff. So he was on Durkin's defense. So it's the same. You know, it's the same deal. It's even his same position coach. Like, Durkin still coaches the linebackers. That one I can't quite figure out. Unless, you know, this isn't necessarily a bad thing because I think passion is awesome. But unless it's like, man, maybe he's too passionate and he's unpredictable as far as like what he may say. That's the only thing. But sometimes it's like, especially at an event like this, sometimes I wonder if passion is a bad thing. Regardless, those three are ones I would have thought no-brainers. I've seen people say they thought, you know, Chaz Nimron could have been one because of the whole he was an SEC guy. He followed Golish, and then he followed Golish again to Auburn. And you talk about that journey, that would have been a good story. I'm sure you could come up with some others, but I think the two picks that they made were very smart, very strategic, very safe, but also can be very entertaining at the same time. And then obviously Byron Brown, he's the king. Like he'll be the king of media days. Switching gears, I want to talk baseball really quick, but I want to talk about it from a different perspective. Obviously, everybody saw the blockbuster home run, whatever you want to call it, hire of Nick Amirati from Mississippi State as Auburn's hitting. I'm sorry, he played at Mississippi State from Georgia, who replaced Gabe Gross as hitting coach. Everybody saw that and everybody was really excited. I'm not going to jump into the statistics. I'm not going to jump into the analytics behind it. I probably don't follow baseball close enough to even give that justice. Here's what I do know. I know coaching hires, okay? And I know what it means to make a statement, and I know what it means to signify you're a dog. And I know what it means to have a program at the point where you can attract top coaches. And what Butch did yesterday in this hire, I think, is equivalent to going out and hiring. You insert the name of the best or the hottest offensive coordinator or defensive coordinator on, as far as football goes, out there, Butch Thompson went and just got him. And where you have to be, because think about this. Georgia just went to the College World Series. Georgia just, I don't know if they broke records, but they had one of the hottest hitting teams in baseball last year in almost every category. And you went and stole a coach away from them that was essentially the architect of that offense. I think you have to be a pretty dang good coach, and you have to have a pretty strong program to be able to pull that off. Now, there's a lot of connections here. You absolutely have the Mississippi State connection, which I kind of spoiled earlier. You played for John Cohen and Butch when Butch was on that staff, I believe. So it's not like you went – it's not like you made a huge reach. But still, even with relationships, it would be kind of career suicide if Amirati, who's on a rocket ship, goes and takes like a job at a program that doesn't really have much of a path to success. I think it also says a lot about the potential lineup at Auburn next year. Hey, coaches aren't dumb. He's not going to go take a job with guys that, you know, have no talent, or take a job with guys like coaches aren't going to necessarily go on reclamation projects all the time. I think he sees an established roster that has high offensive potential. Bub Terrell potentially could become a first-round pick with just a little bit of a different approach to the plate. He could be a first round pick. He's got all the tools. All he just needs to be is more consistent. I just think this is a, for all the people, and believe it or not, there have been Butch critics, particularly over the last couple of years, which is insane to me. But there have been there. I think this silences a lot of them. So great job, man. And what a fun hire. I think this could make baseball really electric, which is already like a program that's becoming like a really fun program to watch year in and year out. Just to add this potential pop to the lineup could be a lot of fun. So again, not analytic driven, not X's and O's. I don't even know if you call baseball, the intricacies of baseball, X's and O's. You know what I'm talking about, though. Just from the perspective of Butch is a dog, and this program is a solid program and a sought-after program for other coaches. It's attractive. That's cool. That's really cool. Guys, let me know what you think about the SEC Media Days picks. Let me know what you think about the hire. Who would you have taken? Who would you have taken to SEC Media Days? I'd love to hear your thoughts in the comments. Make sure you like. Make sure you subscribe. Check out the YouTube Premium membership and all of the daggum content we're pumping out behind the paywall. It's a lot of stuff for the Premium members. You have endless amounts of content to consume. It's crazy. And then you can hop on over to the 24/7 live stream if, you get bored. You get bored or you miss some shows. It's late at night and you want to catch up. It's running on a loop, baby. And then all the new content is updated daily as well. Love you guys. Appreciate it. We'll be talking again soon. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay buttoned.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely. We'll